Let's welcome in Adam Crowley, ESPN Pittsburgh. You can follow him on Twitter at underscore Adam Crowley. And Adam, I appreciate the time as always. It's been a while since we've chatted. Thanks for coming on a Saturday morning. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. And Antonio Brown, this whole story, this whole saga, it felt like it was coming to an end on Thursday night. It was kind of a punchline for about an hour, 2 hours. And he found a way to weasel his way out of Buffalo and not get sent there. Where's he going to end up?
I've said from the beginning that I think it's going to be Cleveland. Or not.
Oh,
of course I did that. That it's going to be Oakland. That's my bad. I've said for a while that it matches up with the 27th overall pick or the 35th overall pick in the second round of the draft. Not to mention last year, Martavis Bryant was shipped from Pittsburgh to John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders, despite him having been suspended for a full season, despite him clearly not being as good of a football player as Antonio Brown. So if a team made sense, it's them. The more I think about it, I still think it's Oakland, but I'm not so sure we're going to see the 27th overall pick given up for Antonio Brown, given that I'm not sure there's that much of a market for him anymore with the ridiculous demands.
Yeah, and I keep hearing that Pittsburgh has been very clear and hell-bent on getting a first-round pick for Antonio Brown. Since the deal didn't go through with Buffalo, do they have to kind of face the reality that they're going to have to settle, take less than a first if they're going to move their star wide receiver?
Yeah, I think that they do, and that's why I wouldn't have any deadline on this thing. If it takes until the draft, okay, it takes until the draft, and that's not really a popular opinion around here, but if you're going to take a lesser offer, you should at least see how many teams are going to have those lesser offers, and maybe you can get the best of the lesser offers. If you have a deadline, I don't necessarily know if they're going to be able to get exactly what they want for this guy. I think that Art Rooney II messed this up going back almost 3 weeks now, or heck, even longer than that, whenever he spoke to Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he said, I just don't see a way that Antonio Brown could be back next year in training camp for this organization. And I think by doing that, he took some of the leverage the Steelers had away. If the Steelers were possibly going to keep this guy, I think then maybe the offers would have been a little bit better. But they're not going to keep him. That's widely known. As much as Kevin Colbert, the Steelers general manager, will say, yeah, we could keep him, no one's buying it now at this point.
Adam Crowley, ESPN Pittsburgh, with us here on 92.3 The Fan. It's interesting, especially in the world we live in, where it's social media. Everything happens so quick, we forget what happened 2 hours ago. And it's just so immediate, so instant reaction. And if you look back and just in hindsight, if you would have told me a year ago that not only Le'Veon Bell would be on his way out of town, but Antonio Brown would be as well, I would be shocked. I wouldn't believe you. And yet here we are. What led to this? I mean, is it a mixture of things? Is it the Steelers' fault? Is it Ben? Is it Brown? Is it everybody? Is it Mike Tomlin? What led to this? An inside look at what has really been a bad year or so for the Steelers.
Yeah, I think you can say it's a little of all the above. Antonio Brown was given some rope. The guy was given a contract extension following filming the locker room and broadcasting it live, in fact, after a playoff win against the Kansas City Chiefs. Not that long after that, the guy signs that deal with Pittsburgh. He was routinely late to meetings. He, of course, hasn't had the best relationship with Ben Roethlisberger, although I think that's been more overblown over the last year or so than it has been at any other point in their career. I think it's a lot of that, but I think, first and foremost, Antonio Brown is just not a great guy and, frankly, not the brightest guy. Le'Veon Bell, that's totally different to me. That's the Steelers at one point offering him a contract to make him the highest paid running back in football and him saying, you know what, I'm still going to need more than that. That to me is all about money. The AB stuff, that's about him not being a great guy, not being a great teammate. And then whenever he doesn't get the MRI at the end of the season, doesn't show up to the walkthrough, leaves the game at the half, I think it just signifies, all right, this relationship can't be repaired.
If you were a team that needed a wide receiver, would you consider giving up a mid to late first round pick for Antonio Brown, given the circumstances?
I don't think that I would. And I trust Kevin Colbert, the Steelers general manager, and I trust Mike Tomlin. They've been around the block. They're very good at their jobs, although you might get some debate here in Pittsburgh. So I trust when they say, we can't have this guy in our locker room. And then I trust the other general managers around the league, too. There's a reason why they're in their position, and there's a reason why Antonio Brown only has a couple of suitors right now, and it's not because of what he's done on the field. I mean, you could say he's at the tail end of his prime, if he's even in the prime anymore, and yet he still had 15 touchdowns last year. So he's a great performer on the field, but because of everything that he can bring off the field, yeah, I would not give up a first-round pick. And as for Buffalo, the deal that fell through because of Antonio Brown saying, yeah, I don't really want to go north of the wall here. Whenever I think about him with Josh Allen, a young quarterback like that, that's about the last thing that I'd want to see if I were a fan of my team.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I was on the air Thursday night when that news broke from Rappaport, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to Buffalo. We're never going to hear from him again. Like, that was kind of my reaction to it. Honestly, I don't blame him for wanting to try to force his way elsewhere. It's interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Adam Crowley joining us. You can follow him on Twitter @_AdamCrowley. Is the Steelers title window, Super Bowl window, is it officially closed now with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown off the roster? Obviously, there's a big talent drop-off.
Yeah, there is a big talent drop-off, and they're hoping that that means there's a distraction drop-off. Now, what is that worth in the terms of on-field performance? We're going to have to wait and see. I think they believe as long as they've got Roethlisberger, and we expect a contract extension to be announced any day now, that they will have a legit shot. But it's been 10 years now that they've won, that they've not won a championship. They won a championship with an elite defense. They don't have that. What I said was that the best opportunity for the Steelers to become a legit contender again this year was to get a first-round pick for Antonio Brown, to go out then and sign a legitimate player like a C.J. Mosley in free agency, and then you've got your other first-round draft pick that you could use to either replace Antonio Brown or, again, try to help that defense. There is a way, a formula, that they could be better next year, but I doubt that they're going to make a big splash in free agency. It's not really their M.O., so I'd say, yeah, it's probably closed.
Adam Crowley joining us. One thing that I think is interesting, and obviously I covered the Bengals for a long time in Cincinnati and now up here in Cleveland, the perception of the Browns has done a 180 over the past year. Obviously, John Dorsey, Baker Mayfield, what they did towards the end of last season, Freddie Kitchens, a big part of that as well. People here, I think, are leaning towards the Browns making the playoffs for the first time in a long time. In Pittsburgh, are the Browns viewed as a legitimate threat?
I don't think so, but they should be. They, of course, took that big step this year, and the Steelers, without Baker Mayfield being the guy, with the coaching changes not having been made just yet, the Steelers tied them in week one in Cleveland. So I think that Steelers fans need to realize that the Browns are coming. We see them get Olivier Vernon. That's going to help buoy their pass rush a little bit, you'd have to think. We'll see what they do in the draft and via free agency. We know they've got the money to spend. But, yeah, I think that they're going to be a legitimate threat. As far as the fans in Pittsburgh, though, no, I think they still think the Steelers are going to win this division. And I think while the Steelers aren't necessarily a championship contender, they will be a playoff contender again next year. The one team that I'm not buying yet is Baltimore. I think it'll be Cleveland and Pittsburgh, as odd as it sounds, battling for the division next year.
Yeah, I could totally see that. The division's interesting, man. It's really different for the first time in quite some time. Is just looking at the Steelers roster, obviously Ben Roethlisberger, to me, isn't the same guy he was a couple of years ago. Is he really going to get extended? I heard rumors that he might get extended up there. Are they going to offer him a contract extension?
Yeah, in fact, I thought it was going to get done Friday at 5 o'clock. That's usually when they do those things, on Friday at 5, right before the new league year starts. They announced they're going to get something done. They didn't. They will, though. And a reason why everyone says it's going to happen now in the short term is because Marquise Pouncey, Steelers star center, just signed a deal making him the highest paid center in football, and they're keeping their left guard, Ramon Foster. Ben has long lobbied for those guys to be around as long as he is around. So the second they got signed, that started to perk the ears up around here.
Does he still have it? Like, do you think he can play? He's a quarterback that can play into his 40s, like some of the, like Drew Brees, like Tom Brady, and still play at a high level?
I think the Steelers need to alter the way that they utilize him. Last year, the Steelers threw the ball 65% of the time, and the other eight teams that threw the ball anywhere near as much as the Steelers, they didn't make the playoffs. When the Steelers ran the ball for 100 yards last year, they were 6-0-1. They gave up 18 points a game on defense. They've still got a great offensive line with four out of five starters returning next year. James Conner was a Pro Bowl player last year. They've got good tight ends in the running game. If they run the football and minimize Ben Roethlisberger throwing it as much as he did, he's going to turn it over less. And he can still make the plays that he made earlier in his career. He just has a propensity to turn the ball over. Now, a lot of the times that he did turn the ball over last year were targeting Antonio Brown. So you wonder how much AB complaining and moaning in his ear made him force the ball to him. I think as long as they utilize Ben better, as long as they make him be a more efficient player, then yeah, he can still be successful.
Adam Crowley, ESPN Pittsburgh. Adam, I appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the rest of the Brown drama. I hope for your case it lasts for a while. It's good talk radio.
It absolutely is. It's good talking to you, buddy. Take care.
Awesome. Take care, Adam. Good stuff there. You can follow Adam on Twitter @_AdamCrowley.